Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Big names in sports earn big money. There's nothing unusual about that, but this is. The sports figure who's amassed the largest fortune over the years happens to be a woman. Not going to say guess who, because Joe Garagiola will tell you in about 3 minutes. This number is new by the Enoch Light Singers.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you, forever put you up that high. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Now yes, I wonder.
Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
There are a lot of different records in sports, but the most unusual are the ones I'll be talking about after this from State Farm.
This is Al Kapp for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty. In case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
If your business is sports, then you come to depend on record books. And there are all kinds, covering all sports. A baseball record book, for example, might cover everything from most home runs in a season to most times a left-handed pitcher unbuttoned his jacket in the bullpen in Pittsburgh in April. One of the most fascinating of all record books is one called the Guinness Book of World Records. World records in what? Well, in just about anything. The 1968 edition is just out, and I sat down with it the other day, and naturally enough, I turned to the sports section. and I found out a few things, too. Here's one. The greatest fortune amassed by an individual in sport. Who do you think it was? Some bonus player? Forget it. The honor belongs to a lady, Miss Sonia Haney. As the star of her own ice show and also the promoter, she picked up an estimated $47.5 million. Boys, that's got to make the ice a little softer when you fall. And speaking of money, I want to hit you with a direct quote from the book. Now, we've all heard about how sports gives everybody an equal opportunity, right? Well, it's just not so. Here's what the book says. The most expensive of all sports is the racing of large yachts, J-type boats, and international 12-meter boats. The owning and racing of these is beyond the means of individual millionaires and is confined to multimillionaires or syndicates. Well, I guess that means that you shouldn't bother to save up for one. In the first automobile race in history back in 1895, the winner's time averaged out to 15 miles an hour. Today at Indianapolis, cars go faster than that when they're parked. Did you know that a Frenchman 50 years old once traveled at better than 127 miles an hour? You're not impressed? How about if I told you that he did it on a bicycle? In the boxing section, the two tallest fighters in history are identified as Goge Mitu and Jim Cully. Cully is my favorite. He stood 7 feet 4 inches tall, weighed 273 pounds, had 4 professional fights, and lost them all. You'd think you'd have to stand on the ladder just to keep from following him. What about the biggest crowd ever to see a fight? Tony Zale fought Billy Pryor in Juno Park in Milwaukee in 1941, and the fight drew over 135,000 people. Zale's popularity was certainly a factor, but the fight had something else going for it. Admission was free. Later today on Monitor, I'll be looking at some more items from the Guinness Book of World Records. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this from RenewsIt.
Bet you're tired of aerosol spray starches that don't deliver all the starch in the can. Then it's time to call RenewsIt Spray Starch to the rescue. RenewsIt's amazing empty all valve delivers every last ounce of starch. Actually gives you more starch for less money. There's no mixing, no dampening, no sticking to the iron. And what life and luster RenewsIt Spray Starch adds to your cottons and other washables. Get more for less. RenewsIt Spray Starch, at your neighborhood supermarket or grocery store, carries the good housekeeping seal. Joe Garagiola will be back later in the day, one of our regulars, of course, here on the sports-minded Monitor Beacon. And Monitor. And in a few minutes, a cosmopolite who's also a total performer, Miss Caterina Valenti. New performance here by the German.
Is this the way our romance ends? I got the message when you said we could be friends. My love was true. I can't believe I'm losing you. We played a game as we'll entertain. When I stopped playing, when my heart began to break. What can I do? I can't believe I'm losing you. Wish I could erase every little trace of love that's in the heart of me. There's nothing left for me to
Are you afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid, at all drug counters. When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Caterina Valenti. Caterina Valente. Caterina Valente. Isn't that a great sound? Oh, that's wonderful. And that is our guest. When Variety reviewed Caterina Valente's opening at the Royal Box of the Americana Hotel, Variety said, "She is a singer of passions and not merely notes." Caterina, does that description please you?
Very much. I think it's very kind.
Is that how you apply yourself, that you want to sing more of emotion and intellectual content? Do you worry about that?
Well, no, not very much. It just comes out. It depends on the song I sing.
Uh-huh. And the first time I ever heard you was some years ago. I don't remember how many. Not too many. A few years ago.
Thank you.
Two or three. And a friend of mine said, "You've got to hear this recording." And he played it, and it was a girl with a sultry, sexy voice singing in German. I said, "Who is that?" And he said, Caterina Valente. I said, "Well, that's not a German name. Is she alive?" He said, "I don't know, but isn't that a great voice?"
That's a wonderful thing.
You were making records in Germany.
Apparently. Yes, I first started doing all my records in Germany.
Well, you're no German lady, are you?
No, actually I'm Italian.
Where were you born?
In Paris, France.
Oh, of course. And where do you live?
Switzerland.
Naturally.
Of course.
Of course. And you were married to a German.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how I became a German.
Are you a German national?
Yes, German citizen. I became automatically German when I married.
Oh, sure, when you married him. Well, let's talk more about what you actually do for people who might... You know, I have a note that you did a disc jockey show in Japan.
I did.
In what language?
In Japanese.
Seriously?
Seriously. But I don't speak Japanese. I learned everything phonetically.
Oh, they wrote it out for you.
Yes, and I could improvise. No, actually, with the English phonetic version. And I could improvise in English anytime I wanted. So it was very nice.
Did you write a cookbook in Chinese?
Not in Chinese, about Chinese recipes, yes.
What did you write it in?
In German.
Where do you sell it?
It's practically only in Germany, because it came out first in a newspaper and then they make a book out of it. And it's a lot of fun, because traveling around, you know, you learn new recipes, and I love to eat and I love to cook.
Where did you learn Chinese cooking?
Well, from a friend in Cologne, in Germany. They had a Chinese restaurant. I was almost of the time in the kitchen and looking around, and the cooks were very nice to me and taught me how to cook. And then I was in Hong Kong, and I really looked around and asked for a few recipes, and that's how it came.
Well, that sounds like an exciting way to live, or at least not boring.
Not at all.
I shouldn't think so. For some reason, they want me to ask you about your white pajama gown that you wear in your act. What's interesting about that? I unfortunately have not seen this presentation that you're now doing.
Oh, pajama gown. That's very funny. No, it's a thing I designed that is simply made of jersey wool, and it's like a jumpsuit. You know, slacks on the top. But you don't see that at the beginning of the act, because I wear a full-length skirt, evening gown, all beaded in a kind of Greek beading. So it looks like an evening gown.
A Greek key design?
Yes, all those beadings with pearls and stones. And in a very short time, in actually 3 seconds, I can take the skirt off and I have exactly the same slacks underneath with the same beading.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why they call it a pajama. But it's actually a jumpsuit.
Oh, sounds very attractive.
And it's very comfortable.
And but you move around a lot.
Yes, I dance in the
act. You sing a little dancing. Why don't you do a Broadway musical?
Oh, I hope I'm going to do one very soon.
Oh, really?
Yes. Cross your fingers.
I've got all of them crossed and two of my toes.
Thank you.
Katerina Valenti, we certainly wish you the best. Thanks for visiting. How much longer will you be at the Royal Bath?
Until the 6th of April.
And now you have to do something so that we make the whole program cohesive. I say to you, do you have a favorite recording that, or something from your act that we can play? And you say, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
I have.
What is it?
My Good Luck Song, Maradona.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Katerina Valenti.
Malaga, mi corazón, canta esta canción. Malagueña, de ojos negros, hermosa flor. Malagueña, eres tú, mi amor. Que me tiene herido tu aire de altivez y tu morena sed. Malagueña, yo recuerdo el dulce sol de tus palillos y de tu canción. Sigue el embrujo de tu fuego abrasador. Malagueña, yo quiero tu
you tuned in late.
That was Katerina Valenti.
You think you're a bright, and then you see the light. Oh, better ideas come forward. Oh, better ideas come forward. See the light. See the light. See the light.
Now is the time to see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide-open tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford. See the light.
Coaxing. Morgan for Monitor on NBC Coast to Coast. In and around Hanover, New Hampshire, we're heard on WTSL. Back shortly.
This is Joe Garagiola. I'll be with you every weekend with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
You know why we reject people who are trying to join the Peace Corps to cop out? Because they'll probably cop out in the Peace Corps. Right, the Peace Corps. Washington, D.C.
It's circus time. See the all-new Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus at the all-new Madison Square Garden. Opens Tuesday, April 2nd. Tickets now by mail or box office.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
First in this 5 minutes of music, Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
The Manny Kellum Ork and Cork.
You have to say
Of the turtle, and I can't tell you what that does for a not so young man's fancy, but it's nice spring. I saw crocus Wednesday, right through the fog and smog and everything. It was dead. All right, folks, back to the old potting shed. Here's our favorite flower child, Bobby Gentry, and her new one, Louisiana Man.
The first mom and papa called the little girl a lady. They raised her on the banks of a river bed. A houseboat tied to a big tall tree. A home for my papa and my mama and me. The clock strikes three, papa jumps to his feet. Already mama's cooking papa something to eat. A half past papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his pillow headed down the bayou. He's got a fishing line strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Muskrat hat hanging by the dozen. Even got a little bitty muskrat gun. Got him out drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into one. They call Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. My little baby brother on the floor, that's Nick. Rip and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Eddie's on the bayou fishing. On the river floats Papa's great big toe. That's how me and Papa get into town. It takes every bit of a night and day to even reach a place where the people stay. Oh, I can hardly wait until the morning comes around. That's the day my Papa takes his first chance. Papa done promised me that I could play. He'd let me see a cowboy show. I saw the cowboys meeting for the first time then. I told my papa, gotta go again. Papa says, hum, we got lines to run. We'll have to come again, cause there's work to be done.
That's quiet, strong, beautiful, the 68 Ford. Only Ford in its class offers better ideas like hidden headlights and die-cast grills at no extra cost on LTDs, XLs, and Country Squire wagons. Only Ford offers you fastbacks at the same price as formal hardtops. Check your Ford dealer. You'll see why the switch is on to Ford. Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. brought to you by One A Day and Chox, vitamin insurance for the whole family. In 1 minute, a report from London on what's happening to gambling, a favorite pastime in Britain, since taxes have been increased. First, this.
If you think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government study on nutrition. Of thousands of American families studied, an increasing number are eating worse now than 10 years ago. This nutritional decline is found in both rich and poor families all over the country. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamins A and C. This report underscores the importance of our vitamin message to you. If you're not always sure you eat right, maybe you should take out family vitamin insurance. Take One A Day multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Of course, vitamins are only part of good nutrition. But if you take One A Day or Chox, you can at least be sure you're getting all the vitamins you normally need to take. This is Ed Reimers suggesting that you start your day with One A Day or Chox, your family vitamin insurance from Miles Laboratories.
Now, George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
Those Britons who enjoy a flutter are in a flap. For people not familiar with British slang, a flutter is a bet. So those flapping, or excited, include practically everybody. For the British spend almost $5 billion a year on gambling. They like to boast that they're the heaviest gamblers in the world, and I, for one, wouldn't want to bet against the proposition. The gambling flap arises from the budget or outline of new taxes unveiled in all its grimness this week by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the Right Honorable Roy Jenkins. While raising the taxes on drinkers, smokers, and drivers, Mr. Jenkins also decided not to neglect the punters or gamblers. First, he doubled the tax on horse race betting to 5%. The bookies operating at racetracks and in the country's 15,000 legal off-the-track betting shops met the day after the budget message and promptly decided to pass the tax hike along to the customers, but only to the ones winning bets. Some punters may decide this has a distinctly immoral flavor. It can be argued that the man who's good at picking the ponies is subsidizing the one who isn't. In addition, the millions of Britons who play the soccer pools are groaning at the news that the government's bite on their bets is jumping from one quarter to one third. The big pools companies are now trying to figure out whether to leave the payoffs for winners at their present values and reduce them in number, or whether to reduce the values and keep as many prizes as possible. Either way, pools players lose. The British also love bingo, so Mr. Jenkins is raising the license fees on bingo halls along with those on the country's straight gambling casinos. Undoubtedly, the punter will have to pick up the extra tab. However, there are two bright spots for punters. First, there's going to be a new weekly $40,000 prize for premium bonds, really a form of lottery under which bondholders' interest is pooled and distributed by chance to a lucky few. Also, Mr. Jenkins paved the way for setting up an outright government-run lottery, perhaps by the end of next year. This, of course, is creating still another flap among the anti-gambling fraternity. George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you've said that State Farm Fire and Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Stop the meter and race.
At 14 minutes before the hour, and you are on the Monitor Beacon. We hear that geographers from more than 100 member countries of the UN are working on the project of picking standard names for cities, rivers, mountains, names that everybody in the world will use. As an example, well, the easiest example, of course, is in Paris, it's Paris, and here it's Paris. We want everybody to say the same thing, hopefully. In English, the city of Switzerland is Geneva. In the French say Genève. The Germans say Genf. The Italians, Ginevra. And the Spanish say Ginegra. It's a noble project. Good work. Take a little time. Take a lady named Sadie. Here's one, as mapped out by Johnny Farnham.
Sadie, a cleaning lady. Trusty scrubbing brush and pail of water. Worked her fingers to the bone for the life she had at home, providing at the same time for her daughter. Our Sadie, the cleaning lady. Her aching knees not getting any younger, while her red detergent hands for years not found a man, and time would find her heart in spite of hunger. Scrub your floors, do your chores, dear old Sadie. Looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady. Tell the thoughts you get bored, dear old Sadie. Looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady. Cleaning lady, her aching knees not getting any younger. Well, her red detergent hands have for years not held a man's, and time would find her heart expired of hunger.
Moment, tennis star Arthur Ashe takes a stand on the South African issue. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller, the Tinkerbell of the Grease Monkey set, and I'm here to tell you how to take care of your car. Don't laugh. I have a perfectly adorable car. I crocheted it out of 2,000 pounds of steel wool. But when it comes to service, it's no laughing matter. When I used to take my car in for service, most guys would try to put me up on the lift. In fact, one keen group was going to have me called back for a faulty transmission. They've got to be kidding. Then I heard about this wonderful thing called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. Those dear, sweet boys, they even treated me like people. In fact, they even treated my car like people. So, ladies, try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. If they treat me right, just think what they'll do for you. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. The Boston Globe recently quoted Army Lieutenant Arthur Ashe, one of the United States' top-ranking tennis stars, as saying he may pass up Davis Cup play this year in protest against South Africa's racial policies. For more on the story, here's Ashe and Monitor sports editor Len Dillon.
Arthur Ashe, is the Boston Globe story true? Do you plan to stay out of Davis Cup competition this year because of the possibility that the United States may meet South Africa?
Actually, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, a reporter, Bud Collins, called me at West Point and asked me about it. And I have been thinking about it for some time, but I really haven't made up my mind yet.
Is your decision tied up in any way with the proposed Negro boycott of the Olympics?
Oh, it definitely is.
How do you feel about the boycott? Have you come to any decision?
I wasn't for the first one at all when Professor Edwards advocated the boycott just to point up inequities here in the United States, but now the South African issue is brought into the picture. I'm sort of leaning toward the boycott, actually.
Do you see it having any advantage for the American Negro?
It's not really something that you can quantitatively put down in writing and say this will happen because of this. It's just that I think black people now in the U.S. are just tired of being taken advantage of for peanuts, so to speak, in some places. And they're willing now to stand up on their own 2 feet and say, well, I know this is the case, but that medal really doesn't mean that much to me.
Now, your immediate plans call for you to play in the Madison Square Garden Challenge Trophy Tournament, which is scheduled for tomorrow, Monday.
Right.
There are 48 outstanding world tennis stars in it. What do you think of the field and your chances in the tournament?
Well, the field is like a little Wimbledon. Pretty stacked.
Well, now, who do you think is going to be in the finals?
I definitely have to pick Billie Jean for the women's singles. I mean, she's just head and shoulders above any woman playing today, no doubt about it. The men's tournament is a scramble. It's a mad scramble. To be sure, I think quite a few of us are right here in New York City. If we play maybe one or two times a week, we can get a court. So actually, I sort of look for one of the players who have been playing, probably in the Caribbean Tour, who's been playing every day, to probably win it.
Arthur Ashe, thank you very much, and good luck in the Challenge Trophy Tournament at the new Madison Square Garden starting tomorrow, Monday. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
For all the sports news every weekend...
get you to give me a try. You know a boy like you is not so easy to find. I'd like to make you mine. Would you like to make a dog in the park? Stolen in the hand, and it begins to get dark. Then later, late even when the sun has gone down, maybe you'll still be the one. She goes by. How could I get you to give me a try?
In the park with Claudine Longy. The other day at the dog track in Oxford, England, the favorite one, happened to be the same day the Chancellor of the Exchequer presented his new austerity measures to the nation. You know the name of the dog that won at the track? Grim Budget. Song by Wes Montgomery. Morgan from Monitor News coming up.
The wheelers take the station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind. There's still lots more time. Good Monitor.
Put in a new swimming pool yesterday, and we had more fun diving.
Yeah, pool is really great fun, great fun.
Sure is, and we'll have even more fun tomorrow when they put in the water.
Looking for a way to have more fun playing gas station games? Dive in. Drive in to Citgo and play Fun and Fortune. It's a game that's a little more fun because everybody can win something. Win up to $1,000 cash. Win bonus gifts. Be eligible to win up to $50,000 in sweepstakes money. You don't buy a thing, but you can win enough to buy your own swimming pool. Play Fun and Fortune at your participating Citgo station. It's a nice place to win up to $50,000.
Time for fun and fortune at Citgo!
Licensed drivers only. Void where prohibited.
Monitor, New York. Your weekend sound on WNBC, New York.